Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo. Although several hundred miles away from the Civil War, there were several men and women who fought, from Michigan, who fought in that conflict that sought to divide the United States. John Rutkowski, who is Valley Cemetery sexton, informed the Bingham Township Board of Trustees in the September meeting that there were Civil War veterans who are interred in the cemetery. According to Rutkowski, there are two Civil War veterans who are buried in the cemetery, and he is working to get those soldiers recognized and honored. He wants to get those Civil War veterans a plaque that will be installed at the cemetery for each of the two Civil War veterans who fought in that war long ago. After the attack on Fort Sumter, Michigan was among the states that responded to President Lincoln's call for volunteers. Michigan provided a significant number of men who served in the infantry, cavalry, and the colored regiments of the Union. And Michigan's 2025 tornado season continues with three more tornadoes confirmed in the northern lower peninsula on Monday evening. September 22nd, the National Weather Service confirmed the three new additions to the state's tornado count, which now stands at 33 for the year. The three tornadoes were all rated EF1 or less, and thankfully no injuries were reported. The confirmed tornadoes, tornado number 31 was on Long Lake Road, which the first tornado of the evening was a brief spin-up caught on video near Long Lake in Grand Traverse County at around 4:50 p.m. About an hour later, tornado number 32 was a waterspout formed on Torch Lake and was filmed as it moved ashore. And at tornado number 33 in Bel Air was an EF1, the third and strongest tornado of the day, touched down in downtown Bel Air at approximately 6:02 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And the U.S. Postal Service has launched its 113th annual Operation Santa program, inviting children and families nationwide to send holiday wish letters to Santa Claus. This year, the program introduces a new option allowing participants to adopt entire family letters, enabling the fulfillment of holiday wishes for multiple household members at once. Letters can be mailed traditionally or submitted online with a postmark deadline of December 6th. Adopters will be able to browse and select letters starting November 17th via the expanded online catalog that streamlines gift shopping and shipping. Key program dates include the start of letter acceptance on September 15th, adopter registration opening November 3rd and December 13th as the recommended last day to ship gifts for timely delivery. USPS emphasizes clear letter writing guidelines, including full names, return addresses, and detailed gift requests. Operation Santa continues a century-long tradition of bringing communities together to spread holiday cheer through generous gift giving. For full details and participation guidelines, visit USPSOperationSanta.com. And if you go to thumbnet.net, click on this article, there is a link at the bottom where you can click on and go directly to that very website. When we come back after this More Motor sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
This is Denny King, the King of Cars, with More Motors Ford Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Cairo. It's time for you to get more for your money with More Motors of Cairo, and that means big savings for you. Never pay more than sticker price when you shop More Motors of Cairo. A lot of dealers, especially the city dealers, mark up their inventory and charge people an arm and a leg. They call it a market adjustment. There's a reason your friends and neighbors have been driving to Cairo for more than 60 years.
There's never been a better time to shop for your next Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram than right now at More Motors of Cairo. Hi, this is Todd Bowers. We take pride in realistic trade offers, honesty, and the values of taking care of our customers to build relationships to last a lifetime. When you shop More Motors of Cairo, you get the best car buying experience in the Thumb. You get the best price right away, no confusing haggling, no nonsense. At More Motors, you get transparency and people who care. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving the Carroll for more than 60 years.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news in Dallas, authorities say a shooter with a rifle opened fire from a nearby roof on an Immigration and Customs Enforcement location in Dallas, killing at least one person and wounding others before taking his own life. The exact motivation of the attack on Wednesday was not immediately known. The FBI said at a morning news conference that ammunition found at the scene contained anti-ICE messaging. Dallas Police Chief Daniel Camo told reporters that officers responded to a report of four people shot with two dead. Officials say no ICE agents were injured and that detainees were among the victims. And in our international news in Jerusalem, a drone fired from Yemen has struck the southern Israeli city of Eilat. Medics said Wednesday that at least 22 people were wounded. Two of them were seriously injured. It wasn't immediately clear if they were hurt by the drone or an interceptor. In the Gaza Strip, at least 19 Palestinians were killed by Israeli fire, according to local hospitals. Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen have regularly fired drones and missiles at Israel in what they say is solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. The vast majority have been intercepted or fallen in open areas without wounding anyone. Israel has carried out retaliatory airstrikes on Yemen after past attacks. And there are no obituaries to report for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by More Motor Sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro.